Chansky's Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 The Hill, WCHL, presented by The Casual Pint, your place for delicious pump food paired with local beer.
Joe Rofe could have gotten lost in his own family. This is our Chansky with Wednesday Sports Notebook. In a college basketball program festooned with superstars and steady eddies, Wolf knew what it would be like joining the Tar Heels in the fall of 1983. They had won Dean Smith's first national championship the year before and just missed returning to the Final Four the prior season. But Joe knew why he turned down Marquette's big push in his home state of Wisconsin. He was comfortable in a crowd, the youngest of seven children to Pat and Leah Wolf. His seven-year older brother Jeff had played 4 years for the Tar Heels, graduating in 1978 in the class that included Phil Ford. And Wolf was a freshman on a top-ranked team led by Michael Jordan. Young Joe was just as comfortable coming to Chapel Hill. The 6'9 forward joined a heralded freshman class that included fellow big man Dave Popson and Kenny the Jet Smith, just as highly recruited and highly sought. "Every time I turned around, someone wanted to know where I was going to school," said Wolf, who died surprisingly last week at the age of 59. "I didn't know what to expect at Carolina, but I thought I could be more of a regular student there." And like the kid brother who was jostled around by three elders, Wolf was determined wherever he played, as a starter at power forward, but sometimes moving out to shoot his soft jumper, or inside to battle with other bigs. He played on two Tar Heel teams that went undefeated in the ACC regular season, and for three straight regional final teams. The regular student also earned first-team All-ACC honors as a senior after he began to blossom as a freshman. And he took to good coaching. After a bad first half against Georgia Tech in Atlanta, Smith asked him if he played golf. Joe shook his head. Smith went on with the analogy. "A lot of times, golfers will play a terrible front nine," said the Hall of Fame coach, "and after they take a break, eat a hot dog, and drink Coke, they get determined they are going to play much better on the back nine. You can do that too, Joe." Wolf went on to outplay John Sally, the Jacket star, as the Heels frustrated Tech crowd by rallying to a big victory as Wolf finished with 14 points and 13 rebounds. Afterward, assistant coach Eddie Fogle said, "Nice back nine, Joe. We are so shocked when our one-time heroes die young, like Eric Montross last year and former football standout Donnell Thompson earlier this year. Joe Wolf will long be remembered for his handsome face and long body that produced so many clutch shots and rebounds when the Tar Heels needed them. Rest in peace, Wolfie." This is our Chansky. See ya at the Casual Pint.